to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Concordia's two student newspapers, The Concordian and The Link, are in a financial slump and blame recent turbulence with Concordia's student union. Currently, the majority of the funding for both papers comes from a fee levy of 19 cents per credit that students pay alongside tuition to each of the organizations. Both papers wanted to increase that levy to 29 cents per credit through a referendum during the Concordia Student Union's election period, which runs from November 19th to the 22nd. But despite their financial woes, neither paper is on the ballot this election asking for that fee levy increase. This is due to some conflict between the union and the newspapers. In order to apply for the fee levy request to be on the ballot, groups have to put together a package of documents for the union. Both the Concordian and the Link gathered the requested documents and handed them in earlier this semester. On October 29th, the deadline for the package, both of the student newspapers were told that they had attached the wrong financial reports, and they had until the end of the day to resubmit their request, with the Link being told just 2 hours before the meeting, which would approve the applications. Here is the Concordian's editor-in-chief, Marique Gloriot-Streichman.
I was scrambling. Our entire board was scrambling. We were super stressed, you know, to get it in because we'd need that money. And we didn't hear from the CSU. The first I heard was actually from Hannah Vogan, who's the editor-in-chief of The Link, who calls me on Sunday, you know, less than 24 hours before the campaign is set to start. We're already planning, like, what are we going to say on our podcast? What are we going to say on our videos? Like, we're really, like, our social media posts are ready to go, you know? And we're not hearing back from the CSU, so we're a bit like, okay, what is going on? Like, we're not going to put out a podcast saying we're asking for a fee levy increase when we don't know if we're asking for a fee levy increase. So Hannah calls me, and she tells me we're not on the ballot.
Both papers got in touch with their boards and business managers and auditors. The Link realized their financial records were the most recent available and argued they did not make an error. The Concordian requested more time to hear back from the auditor. They had the correct report attached 2 days later, but it was too late. The union did not accept either package. Neither The Link nor The Concordian was ever officially told they were off the ballot through a professional channel. The Link heard via Inside Source and The Concordian heard through The Link. Here is The Link's editor-in-chief, Hannah Vogan.
And what was really infuriating as well was the fact that we learned that both The Link and The Concordian were shut down from the ballot and everything else was passed. This was also done quietly, and I had to actually call The Concordian and speak with their EIC to let them know of this news that we had learned, like, through an unofficial channel, which was just a slap in the face.
The Concordia Student Union's chair of the Fee Levy Committee is Moad Al-Hajouj. CJLO has made multiple attempts to get comment and interview from him and from other members of the CSU. Unfortunately, there has been no response. The Concordian and The Link want to see the fee levy increase because they cannot pay freelancers and their masthead without significant financial risk to their organizations. The Concordian was told they would go bankrupt, and The Link, which has recently begun paying its contributors, are expecting a budget deficit this year. Here is the Concordian editor-in-chief, Gloriot-Streichman, again.
That's definitely been hard in that, like, it blocks entry for some people to even be able to work for student media or even contribute to student media. And then, obviously, it puts, you know, everyone in a bit of a tough situation where you have to, like, weigh the advantages that student media can have to your career and to your future and to your portfolio against rent and, like, the bills you have to pay this month, you know?
For Concordia's CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And that's not how you spell talk, guys. Talk doesn't have a Q. if you guys are interested in helping out with like what you just heard about the Link and the Concordia, which is the two student media newspaper outlets here, I'm not sure if they run funding drives the way that we do run funding drives, but if they do, consider donating, because like what is the future of journalism if there are no student media outlets to train the people who are supposed to be the next generation of journalists? So there's that. What else do I have to say? I would like to talk about how it is snowed in a lot of places, including Saudi Arabia, but it is not snowing in Canada, and it is like warm and sunny. Okay, maybe some people might not consider it warm, but it's like around 10 degrees and sunny. 2 years ago at this time, we had like 4 inches of snow. Like, I am mad. Okay, I'm upset about it. Where's the winter? Where's the snow? Like, hello. Can we stop killing the planet, please, so that we can have snow? Like, all I want is to have snow and snow for Christmas, and that would be really great and fantastic. So if people could like not contribute to the planet dying, or maybe just contribute a little bit less, that would be really great, because we're like supposed to reach, I think this year or like in the next year, we're supposed to reach 3 degrees of like global warming. Like, the temperature of the planet has like gone up 3 degrees, which is like very much not good. So like maybe compost, or like ride your bike, or like take public transit, or like don't leave your lights on, or like don't idle your car. Recycle things, stop putting things in garbage. They literally don't belong in garbage. That's like literally my biggest pet peeve ever. There are people who live in my building. Okay, one time I was taking the elevator in my building, you know, it's like the evening, I'm wearing my sweatpants, and I have like bags of recycling, and this older gentleman in the elevator is like, oh, what's that? And I was like, oh yeah, just like taking out my recycling. He goes, recycling? What's that? I was like, you know, like paper, cardboard. He goes, oh, I just throw all of that in the garbage. Like, be for real, okay? Don't be one of those people. And if you can't compost because maybe your building doesn't have it, Concordia has like really amazing garbage bins that like sort things beyond just like compost, paper, plastic, and garbage. They have like compost as in like paper towel and napkins, compost as in like cups from cafes, compost as in food waste, like all that kind of stuff. So if you have the opportunity to like compost stuff at school at Concordia, even if you're not a school like a student, they have compost bins. So put your stuff in there, please, because I just want some snow. Like, is that too much to ask? I personally don't think so. I don't think it's too much to ask. And I think that a lot of people would enjoy snow, and a lot of the animals would, and a lot of the plants would. And think about the polar bears, okay? And be sad about it, because they need snow. And if you get sad looking at the polar bears, then maybe you should do your part and like help the polar bears live longer, because they're really cute and they shouldn't be living in zoos. They should be living in the wild, in the north, in the Arctic, and all those things. Okay. Feels really good to get that off my chest, guys. Today, it's like such a weird segue. Okay. So today, I had my last ever painting class. In the sense of the last ever painting class, where I'm actually working in the studio. I have my critique next week. So I'm officially done my painting in my undergrad, which is wild. And then also basically like done photography, because I think I'm going to have my crit next week too. So that's 2 of my 3 courses that I'm finished. My undergraduate degree is like basically done. I booked my grad photos. I applied for graduation. Things are feeling so strange, and we have no snow. So like, add to that, okay? Just add the no snow onto everything, and it makes it worse. And I don't care if you're a snow hater, you can tell that the vibes are wrong with Mother Nature right now, okay? I know you can. So anyways, we're gonna listen to Canadian country music today, because I really wanted to do music from Altera. I don't know how many people have heard about, like, oh, I think it's a march. I think it's called the Monopaku. It's like a big march in Aotearoa of the Maori people, because they're protesting a bill in their parliament, because this guy named David Seymour apparently is like being a bit of like an ugly politician and wants to like change agreements that were signed by the now queen of the Maori people, because her father, the king, passed away. It was signed by King Charles, and David Seymour is not one of those people, so he doesn't really have a right to change something that he wants to be changing. I don't know the specifics, but they had 35,000 people marching for 9 days as like a protest for it. So I think that that's, I wanted to play music for that, but that gets a little complicated with CanCon. Also, if you are unaware and you're a student at Concordia, and you're part of FASA or a number of other alliances, you can check on Instagram if your student association or alliance did. A lot of them voted to strike this Thursday and Friday because NATO is coming to Montreal for their 70th committee, whatever, on it's like climate change and security, which is very pressing with the no snow, but also people, the students especially, are going to protest regarding Palestine and everything that is going on. And I think it's pretty prevalent considering bombs release like a lot of CO2 and carbon dioxide and stuff like that into our environment, and they're really not good, A, for the people, but also for the environment. So it seems kind of fitting to protest a genocide at an environmental and securities meeting. I don't know the specifics of where it is, but there are different student associations who have the various information. If your student association has voted to strike, you can email your teacher and let them know, because as I found out, professors don't get informed until like literally right when it's happening. They are obligated to hold class, but you cannot and will not be penalized if your student association or like alliance has voted to strike. Like, legally you cannot be penalized. And I know FASA is holding a big thing about making signs and for the protests and everything like that. But yeah, this Thursday and Friday, because NATO's going to be in Montreal like all weekend. Yeah. Okay. I feel like that's all I have to say for now. We're going to get into the music. Yeah. The music will be intertwined with the ads and stuff because I've been chit-chatting. Anyways, our first three songs, we've got The Things That Wreck You by Tennille Towns and Bryan Adams. We've got Float by Tim and the Glory Boys. And then we have Come On Baby Cry by Orville Peck. Ooh, oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm going to get you guys started with The Things That Wreck You by Tennille Thomas and Bryan Adams.
You're a passing car on a one-way street, headed straight through the red lights where midnight and heartbreak meet. You're a photograph in a house of flames.
We're running down a dark Discover a festival where documentary films and celebrations come together. Bold screenings followed by electrifying nights. Come and experience RIDM. It's happening in Montreal from November 20th to December 1st. Check out the complete program at RIDM.ca. The Montreal International Documentary Festival, RIDM, where all stories meet.
Tune in to the Anatomy of Creepy Music right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Saturday from noon until 2 p.m., where we examine the origins and the evolution of music from the Caribbean.
Y'all ready? Slice of pizza, ice down some cans of margarita, throw them in the trunk of the car. We don't have to go too far. When the grass gets green and the days get hotter, we meet on down at the edge of the water. Catch a little sun, have a little fun, pushing off the bank in 3, 2, 1. Float, float, float on a river, on a lake, in a little jump boat, on a big old castle with a drawbridge moat. I don't care where it is, y'all. I wanna just float, 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 like a cloud in the sky, like a ring of smoke. Let the birds and the bees and the summer breeze carry all our cares away. Well, we just float, 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 I don't care where. I wanna just float, float, float. Copper tone, yellow, cheap sunglasses, rolling down the river slow as molasses. A yacht rock kicking on the JBL, man, all is well. When we just float, 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 on a river, on a lake, in a little jump boat, on a big old castle with a drawbridge moat. I don't care where it is, y'all. I wanna just float, 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 like a cloud in the sky, like a ring of smoke. Let the birds and the bees and the summer breeze carry all our cares away. Well, we just float, float, float. I don't care where, I wanna just float, float, float.
Come on, don't roll me.
I wanna just float on a river, on a lake, on a little John boat, or a big old castle with a drawbridge moat. I don't care where it is, y'all. I wanna just float, 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 like a cloud in the sky, like a ring of smoke. Let the birds and the bees and the summer breeze carry all our cares away. Will we just float, 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 on a river, on a lake, in a little jump boat, on a big old castle with a drawbridge moat. I don't care where it is, y'all. I wanna just float, 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 like a cloud in the sky, like a ring of smoke. Let the birds and the bees and the summer breeze carry all our cares away. Well, we just float, 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 float. All I wanna do is float, 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 float. Catch a little sun, have a little fun. Pushing off the bank in 3, 2, 1.
Left behind, they say it's darkest before the dawn, but you've been smiling for so long. A thousand teardrops can't be wrong, no. I don't want you to be afraid. Let me see you cry. Oh, I got an hour or so. Take my hand and let it go. Call me up anytime. Come on, baby, cry. Tell you're a sad boy just like me. Baby, don't deny what your poor heart needs. Been so long since he called your name. On the run from a losing game. Just bat your eyes, baby, let me feel the
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and we're going to run through those first three songs. We started with The Thing That Wrecks You by Tennille Towns and Bryan Adams, released in 2023 off of the album, also titled The Thing That Wrecks You. Tennille Towns is a Canadian country music singer from Grand Prairie, Alberta. She started her music career pretty young with a nomination at the age of 17 for the Canadian Country Music Award for Female Artist of the Year. Bryan Adams is a Canadian singer-songwriter, musician, record producer, and photographer, and he's on the list of best-selling music artists with an estimate of 75 million to over 100 million records and singles sold worldwide. Then after that ad break, we had Float by Tim and the Glory Boys, released in 2023 off of the album Tim and the Glory Boys. This band is comprised of Tim Neufeld, Colin Trask, and Brenton Thorvaldsen. It's unclear exactly where they're from in Canada, but their website labels them as British Columbia by way of Manitoba, so I'm guessing they got roots in Manitoba. They also call their sound Canoegrass, which is a nod to their bluegrass roots and the rustic country Canadian vibes they're exploring. Then we had Come On Baby Cry by Orville Peck, released in 2022 off of the album Bronco, Chapters 1 and 2. Orville Peck is a South African country musician based in the United States and Canada. He is well known for always having on a mask and not showing his face in public, and his music career is actually pretty recent, with his debut album releasing in 2019. So I did some Googling for you, the climate that I was just talking about and the snow, and here are some things that people can do. Literally, very simple things that people can do to help the climate and the planet and the environment. Save energy at home. A lot of electricity and heat is powered by the coal, oil, and gas industry. And so using less energy by like lowering your heating and cooling or changing to LEDs or like energy efficient, that kind of stuff is good. I know that the heat in my building is on, but I don't even have the heat on in my apartment. Like there's no need. You can also like walk, bike, take public transit. You can eat more vegetables because they actually lower your environmental impact compared to animals, because cows burp methane, if you didn't know that. I'm not saying go vegan. I'm just saying things that are naturally grown do release your environmental, lower your environmental impact. Also, you can consider your travel and like the ways that you travel. So, you know, carpooling, trains, things that like take more people and less often. Also, throw away less food. Like, A, be for real, food is so expensive. Like, why are you wasting it? That's just dumb. And second of all, when it rots in a landfill, it produces methane, like, in that landfill, which is a really powerful greenhouse gas. So use what you buy and compost things that you don't, because then it gets properly processed. Recycle. Reduce, reuse, repair, and recycle. Concordia has electronic recycling bins as well, if you're looking for that. I think Staples or Bureau en Gros also has electronic recycling bins. Yeah, change your home source of energy, like if you have the money, solar panels. And if you also have the money, electric vehicle. But there's also, and I just Googled it, there's carbon offsets, and the United Nations has a carbon offset program, which basically is a versatile catalog of products that are certified climate friendly projects by the United Nations that reduce, avoid, or remove greenhouse gas emissions from the atmosphere. And they are around the world. And they, like, for example, you can invest in the solar power project from like, and you pay like US dollars, $11, to put a little money in to offset some of your carbon from your travel. This website, it's the United Nations carbon offset platform, has like a way for you to calculate your carbon footprint to see like, and there's what you could donate or how much like you should contribute to offset your carbon. But there's all kinds of projects. Like there's a project in Fiji, there's a project I don't know where that is. There's a project in Kenya. There's a project in East Africa. There's a project in, I think this is in the Middle East. Or this is in India. And I think this one is in the Middle East. Like there's all kinds of projects and things that you can donate to reduce your carbon so that we can have snow in the future. And maybe not you have snow, but like maybe the other people in your family who will be alive after you're dead maybe might like to experience snow if you live in Canada. Anyways. We're going to go into the next three songs, which we've got Division 5 by White Horse, Honky Tonkin' About by The Reckless and Drake Milligan, and then we have Neon Dreamin' by Jade Eagleson. So let's get to it, and I hope you make some changes in your lifestyle, because I would really like to see snow for the rest of my life. Thank you very much. I'm young. I have a lot of time to live, and I personally enjoy the snow. So like, can we keep it? Thank you so much.
I went down to Division 5, local RCMP, to file a missing persons report. Well, they looked me up and down, then their eyes went to the ground. They burst out laughing and they showed me the door. I showed the officer my tears and said I ain't seen her in years. And he said, son, do you know where it is she's at? I said, I'm pretty sure I do, at least the province and the town. But she swears that she ain't never coming back. And he said, brother, that's the deal. Sometimes it's over and done for real. There ain't a goddamn thing the Mounties can do. We get folks speeding in their cars, getting way too drunk in bars. But I got just the thing for a sad sack like you. I got just the thing for a sad sack like you. He pulled out a pre-war 00, wired up in stainless steel. He aimed it at my heart and took a breath. You sure you're ready for the truth? 'Cause that's the ammo that I use. I said I am. I raised my hands and dropped my head. And he sang, brother, that's the deal. Sometimes it's over and done for real. There ain't a goddamn thing the Mounties can do. We get folks speeding in their cars, getting way too drunk in bars. But I got just the thing for a sad sack like you. I got just the thing for a sad sack like you. I went down to Vision 5, local RCMP, to file a missing persons report. Well, they looked me up and down, then their eyes went to the ground. They burst out laughing and they showed me the door. Said they ain't never seen nobody so lost before.
Be long now, but it won't be long before we make our way back to the honky talking about.
Honky talking, honky talking, honky talking about. Honky talking, honky talking about.
It's so crowded in here, you can't even stand. They turned on top 40, turned off that band. What you say we four-wheel drive it out to 40 acre land? Start a party of our own, if you wanna, we can. Cause back home with me.
Cause these boots need to keep two-stepping. Them beers on ass keep sweating. That dress needs to keep on spinning around and around and around.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And let's get into those three songs. I kind of messed it up a little bit for you. I'm so sorry. I was supposed to play Pick Up Division 5 and then Honky Tonkin' About, but I did Division 5 Pick Up and then Honky Tonkin' About. So we started with Division 5 by White Horse, released in 2023 off of the album called Time Traveler. Jason Benoit is a country music singer-songwriter from Fox Island River in western Newfoundland, and his professional music career began in 2013, which is 11 years ago. Then we had Pick Up by Mackenzie Porter, released in April of 2024 off of the album Nobody's Born with a Broken Heart. Mackenzie Porter is a Canadian country singer, songwriter, and actress from Medicine Hat, which is in Alberta. Oh, okay. Hold on a sec. So, I have an error here. The Jason Benoit song is not actually in my playlist. Okay, so I lied about Division 5. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I don't know why that didn't make it into the actual playlist, but it's in my notes. Division 5 by White Horse was released in 2023 off of the album I'm Not Crying, You're Crying. And White Horse is a Canadian folk rock band composed of husband and wife duo Luke Ducassette and Melissa McClelland. They're based in Hamilton, Ontario. And prior to White Horse, Ducassette and McClelland had been established singers and songwriters, but chose to put their solo careers on hold. So that was Division 5, the first song. Pick Up was one by Mackenzie Porter. And then we just finished it off with Honky Tonkin' About by The Recklaws and Drake Milligan, released in 2023 off of the album also called Honky Tonkin' About. The Recklaws are a Canadian country music duo from North Dumfries, Ontario. They were formed in 2020, and the duo consists of siblings Jenna and her brother Stuart Walker. Drake Milligan is an American singer, best known for portraying Elvis Presley on the CMT series Sun Records and starring in the film Nobody, where he portrayed a young teen Elvis. He's also been on American Idol and America's Got Talent. Okay. Up next, we have, I don't know why some of these songs are in my notes, but they're not on my playlist. All right, up next, we have Neon Dreamin' by Jade Eagleson, Four Good Years by Andrew Hyatt, and Greatest Show on Dirt by Megan Patrick. Somewhere in there, we will also have our next little ad break. But I can promise that the next three songs in this order, Neon Dreaming by Jade Eagleson, Four Good Years by Andrew Hyatt, and Greatest Show on Dirt by Megan Patrick. So let's get you guys going with Neon Dreaming by Jade Eagleson.
Heard it said you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. So when she walked in, I told the bartender to send one her way. And when she looked over that Dallas Star on her shoulder from across this double wide dive, with that look in her eyes, I thought I must be neon dreaming, 'cause I ain't never seen it. Angels shooting whiskey, that's scooting in boots, queen. It's heaven in blue jeans. Don't nobody pinch me. Yeah, she's out of my league, but I swear she's smiling at me. So just let me keep on. That stool next to me, she left her lipstick to sip on my glass. We started talking and we were hitting it off when I leaned in and she leaned in back. Then a jukebox song had her saying come on, and she was tugging on my jean jacket sleeve. It's just too damn good to believe. I must be neon dreaming, 'cause I ain't never seen it. Angels shooting whiskey, that's scooting in boots, queen. It's heaven in blue jeans. Don't nobody pinch me. Yeah, she's out of my league, but I swear she's smiling at me. So just let me keep on neon dreaming. Neon dreaming. Must be neon dreaming, 'cause I ain't never seen it. Angels shooting whiskey, that's scooting in boots, queen. It's heaven in blue jeans. Don't nobody pinch me. Yeah, she's out of my league, but I swear she's smiling at me. So just let me keep on.
For Montreal is back. From November 20th to 23rd, come check out the festival that highlights the best new music in the city. There's something for everyone, with concerts varying in all sorts of musical styles. Make sure to check out their jam-packed marathon events, such as BB Club and En Stereo at Theatre Fairmount, Grand Public, Radiant Baby and Wizard at Casa del Popolo, Bonnie Trash, Breeze and Dermabrasion at La Sauterenia, plus performances and DJ sets from Shay Lia, Lara, Virginie B, La Force, Claire Vincent, and more. For more information and to buy tickets, visit mpulmontreal.com.
Hey, are you looking for an alternative to FM radio playlists? Then tune in to the World Beat News radio program right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. to hear brand new World Beat music from mainly Canadian artists. Call or text at 848-7471.
So me say, miracles and education is.
Town somewhere, cutting through the middle of the night. There's a girl in a car with a crack in her heart and a one-way tear in her eye. Couldn't fake it or take it anymore. She finally gave up trying to save him. Now she's moving on, rolling on the same damn thing she gave him. Cause she gave him 4 good years. 3 a.m. too late and gone. Time that all went to waste. Yeah, when the tread wears away, well she knows she can change those tires, but she can't replace 4 good years. Yeah. Just a runaway 98 hand-me-down Chevrolet coupe that she got from her dad. Yeah, he always made sure they were safe and they weren't losing air with a spare in the back. And he prayed that this day he'd never come. But if it did, his little girl be running on 4 good years. 3 a.m. too late and gone. And girl, that ain't looking back again. Windows down, heartbreak song. Burning up the blacktop ground that they're spinning on, spinning on. Wheeling and dealing with the feelings like she's stealing back time that all went to waste. Yeah, when the tread wears away, she knows she can change those tires, but she can't replace 4 good years. Yeah, 4 good years. 4 good years. Pumping so good, so damn good, but he just didn't know how to. She did everything she could. She's doing what she's gotta do. On 4 good years. 3 a.m. too late and gone. Girl, that ain't looking back again. Windows down, heartbreak song. Burning up the blacktop ground that they're spinning on, spinning on. Wheeling and dealing with the feelings like she's stealing back time that all went to waste. Yeah, when the tread wears away, well she knows she can change those tires, but she can't replace 4 good years. 4 good years. 4 good years. Yeah, 4 good years. On some highway past some small town somewhere, cutting through the middle of the night.
Dash horns on the hood.
All right. Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And let's get into those last three songs before we get into probably our last song of the night. We started with Neon Dreaming by Jade Eagleson. This was released in 2023 off of the album Do It Anyway. Jade Eagleson is a Canadian country singer and songwriter from Ballyboro, Ontario. He's got three albums, with this one being the most recent. Four Good Years by Andrew Hyatt, released in 2022 off of the album also called Four Good Years. Andrew Hyatt is a Canadian country singer songwriter from Sudbury. And then we had Greatest Show on Dirt by Megan Patrick, released in 2023 off of the album also called Greatest Show on Dirt. And Megan Patrick is a Canadian-American country singer-songwriter from Bowmanville, Ontario. Up next, we're going to listen to Lonesome Whistle by Ronnie Hawkins. So what we're about to listen to was released in 2022 from a compilation album called Canadian Country and Folk. I couldn't find the exact origins of this song, but it was released previously in Hawkins' discography in 2001 off of the album called The Ultimate Collection. Ronnie Hawkins was an American rock and roll singer who was long based in Canada. His career spanned more than half a century, and it began in Arkansas, where he was born and raised, but he actually found success here in Ontario, Canada, where he lived for most of his life. So we're going to listen to Lonesome Whistle by Ronnie Hawkins up next, and that's probably going to be the last song of the night, unless we can get to Clearly Canadian by George Fox, another one from the same compilation album, originally released in 1992 off the album Mustang Heat. George Fox is a Canadian country western music singer-songwriter from Cochrane, Alberta. So, for sure, Lonesome Whistle is what we're going to do right now, and maybe Clearly Canadian. All right, let's get to it.
I was riding number 9, heading south from Carolina. I heard the long, 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 some whistle blow. Got in trouble. Had to roam. I left my girl and left my home. I heard the long, 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 some whistle blow. Just a kid acting smart, I went and broke my darling's heart. I guess I was too young to know. They put me on the Georgia main, tied me to a ball and chain. I heard a long, 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 some whistle blow. Gal of mine, Lord, I'm in Georgia doing time. I heard the long, 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 some whistle blow.
That's when the West Coast became a part of me. Rockies. I'm clearly Canadian.
This country always gets the best of me.
I'm clearly Canadian.
Where the stars burn bright over snow so white, under northern lights you can bury me. I sailed the Arctic Ocean on my way to Nova Scotia, and I got a taste of the midnight sun. J'ai entendu les violes chanter, je me suis mis à danser, in French or in English it was fun. J'ai dit salut, and I rode the old St. Lawrence out to sea. Lord, in Newfoundland was paradise to me. That old full moon looked good everywhere I stood, from Hudson Bay all the way to the Rockies. I'm clearly Canadian. This country always gets the best of me. I'm clearly Canadian. Where the stars burn bright over snow so white, under northern lights you can bury me. My memories of Cape Breton, I won't soon be forgetting, going down north on the old Atlantic shore. But I yearn for the flatland, sweet old Saskatchewan, had me heading west before too long. Then I made some miles and caught the blue jays flying in the sky dome. But now I'm finally back in my Alberta home. That old full moon looked good everywhere I stood, from Hudson Bay all the way to the Rockies. I'm clearly Canadian. This country always gets the best of me. I'm clearly Canadian. Where the wild goose flies through a wine red sky, and the stars burn bright over snow so white, under northern lights you can bury me.